Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 23 through 27. Proverbs 27, 23 through 27. It says, "Know well the condition of your flocks, and give attention to your herds. For riches do not last forever, and does a crown endure to all generations? When the grass is gone, and the new growth appears, and the vegetation of the mountains is gathered, the lambs will provide your clothing, and the goats the price of a field. There will be enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and the maintenance for your girls." Now, if you've been following along with us at all, or you even know anything about the book of Proverbs, you realize these verses read a little bit differently from most of the other verses in the book of Proverbs. But there's a deep truth here. What Solomon is saying to us here is this: pay good attention to how you live, for you will reap the benefits or the consequences of how you live your daily life. Again, know well the condition of your flocks. Give attention to your herds. And then when he says, when the grass is gone, the new growth appears, and the vegetation of the mountains is gathered, and the lambs are going to provide your clothing, and the goats will be the price of a field. But then he goes on and says, there'll be enough goat's milk for your food, and for the food of your household, and maintenance for your girls. In other words, be faithful on a daily basis to do what God has instructed and God has taught us to do, and to work and to be faithful, to trust that God will make it work. But in time, you will reap the benefits of your labor. But it takes a while. And are we willing to be patient, to just be faithful to do what God's asked us to do? And in time, we will actually experience, well, the blessing for obedience. Sometimes, though, if we're not faithful, we get the consequences of disobedience. Young people nowadays think they're just going to come straight out of college and go into that awesome career for the rest of their lives. And as many of us who have lived any length of time know, there are those periods where you have to be faithful to do the hard job and the working in the grocery store or whatever it is until you get to where you want to be. You don't automatically just get the house that your parents had. They actually spent time in a trailer or an apartment complex for a season, but they were faithful, and then in time they reaped the benefits. I'm going to challenge you. Be faithful in where you're at. God will take care of you in the long run as you obey him. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 7, it says, Jesus is speaking. He says, Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it didn't fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears the words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Again, he says, if you listen to what I'm saying, it's like someone who builds their house on a rock. They took the time to build on a solid foundation, and then in time when the trouble came, they'd be okay because they were faithful to do it the right way. In the same way, for those who didn't, when the trouble comes, and trouble comes to us all, there'll be consequences. In Galatians chapter 6, listen to verses 7 through 9. God says through Paul, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Folks, I want you to understand. The scripture then goes on in verse 9, says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Our passage today in Proverbs chapter 27 is an encouragement to us to be faithful. Do what you're supposed to do. Know well the condition of your flocks. Riches don't last forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. But when it's time, you'll receive clothing. The goats are the price of a field. There'll be enough goat's milk for your food and food for your household. And listen to this last little part they put here: in maintenance for your girls. In other words, your family will be taken care of. Folks, I'm just going to ask you, are you living your life in such a way that you're only living for yourself? Or are you living your life in obedience to God on a faithful basis that will leave a rich inheritance, maybe financially, but also spiritually, for your descendants, for your family, for your children and grandchildren? Today's challenge: be faithful daily. In time, you'll reap the rewards. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.